Well, the man who called that shot is with us now, Don Granato, now an assistant coach of the Buffalo Sabres. Don, thanks for coming on with us.
Hi, Gord. My pleasure. What did I call? What shot?
Austin Matthews. I remember you telling me how good Austin Matthews was the full 2 years before he was drafted.
Yeah, it wasn't hard to see for me anyway. As a coach, you're sensitive to you're Dave will tell you, you're very sensitive to the qualities that matter, and it's not, you know, everybody's wowed by the skill, you know, flipping a puck, shooting a puck, skating fast, but it's those burning, you know, that those intangibles that add up to make Patrick Kane great, Austin Matthews, you know, all the great players have lots of intangibles, and he had it at a young age, that's for sure.
And Dave Poulin just made the comment that he thinks there's more room to grow for Austin Matthews. Do you agree with that?
I agree completely. You watch him and you just, he's so athletically gifted. He's so athletically talented that, and our sport is one, there's so many different skill attributes to our sport. You know, every hockey player knows if you take a week off, your skills, you go back on the ice and you're like, oh my God, I got to get back at it. You know, there's so many skills that are in the game that will fall off just days after you stop training them. So flip that to the other side, which means you're never going to be able to master all of them. But when you have an athlete like Austin is, there's always room to get better. And then you couple that with his competitive fire to do just that. You've got the perfect dynamics involved in that. So, you know, he will get better, I'm sure, through his career. He'll keep adding to his game through his career, and that makes it exciting for everybody that's watching.
Donnie spent 4 years with the National Development Program, then a year at the University of Wisconsin, and then back to the pro game, 2 years with the Hawks and now with the Sabres. What drew you back into the NHL at that point?
Very simple, guy named Joel Quenneville. That was tough to leave Tony at Wisconsin. I had a conversation with Joel when he was looking, you know, to add a coach to his staff. I had worked with Joel in St. Louis for 5 or 6 years. I was the American League head coach while he was the head coach of the Blues. So a quick conversation with Joel, I was pretty excited. Tony was very excited as well because Tony had a chance to work with Joel in Colorado with the Avalanche. So very tough decision to leave Wisconsin. Very easy decision to jump on board with Chicago with Joel there.
And what about the challenge now in Buffalo? Because you're jumping into a situation there where, you know, the Sabres have underperformed in recent years, and fans are getting impatient. The media is getting impatient. That's going to be a hot seat there.
It is. Our business is there's a lot of hot seats in our business, isn't there, Gord? No question. It's a great the things that I love about it are we have some, you know, incredible. We started talking about Austin Matthews. You know, I had a chance to work with Jack Eichel, and he was every bit as exciting to work with and to be around every day. You know, I could, whatever I said about started with Austin, ditto with Jack. You know, Eichel has an abundance of athleticism and skill. He's already extremely effective at the NHL, but there is no limit to what he can reach, really. And then I'm very excited you add that with Rasmus Dahlin in the back end and a bunch of other young players. And I think we have a great mix here in Buffalo. And obviously coming from Chicago, you know, that was, you know, that had some different challenges. You know, it was a three-time Stanley Cup championship team that was in a transition phase. And, you know, those are very, very difficult because you're trying to gauge, okay, what do we let go of that we're very, very successful at and turn the page on? And what might we hold on to? We're just kind of going through a storm here. And so you're searching for a new identity, but your identity was so darn strong, you know, with winning three cups. Here is different, but exciting in the sense of, these guys are hungry. There's no, do we hold on to anything? It's full go. You know, and you talk to the players, I'm meeting players one by one. Each guy I talk to here in Buffalo with the Sabres, you walk away from the conversation even more excited because they believe. So
Don Granato is with us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline. How do you get players? And I know, Donnie, I've watched your teams for years. And I know that you let them do their thing offensively, but you do ask them to be responsible defensively and to stick within a structure. How do you get talented offensive players, many of whom have had things their own way for a long time, how do you get them to buy into that structure?
It's a process. It's a process. It's one that I loved. I loved going back, as Dave said at the outset, I spent 5 years at the national team program, and you get the best players in the country who never had to worry about systems. They just beat everybody in Bantam hockey and youth hockey with their skill. So they didn't have to pay attention in the coaches' meeting. If they gave up a goal, they just go back out on the ice and they score a goal back. So now you put them together and they're raw and from the standpoint of team systems. So you're trying to implement team systems because we played those kids right away out of Bantam hockey in the U.S. Junior League. So they went from Bantams, they skipped midget, and they're in the USHL with no veteran players. So you learn a lot of tricks to implementing systems, whether it be, and the tricks are, you know, how much, you don't have time. You're always, as a coach, limited on time. So how much do I need to do it in practice, in a drill, a forecheck drill? Could I do that instead on the dry marker board, or could I do it in a video session? So you're gauging, okay, how do I implement the system I want that in a position, or as efficient as you can where it's not taxing on the player. My 5 years back at the national team and running 100 practices a year or more than that with that talent really helped me streamline that and became a lot of fun. And, real quick, one thing I would never do with them was talk about defense. You know, that's a turnoff to guys. But you can, believe me, you can implement an awful lot not worried about what you implement.
And you're joining Ralph Krueger now, which was an out-of-the-box hire by Jason Botterill in Buffalo. And how far back do you go with Ralph, or how well do you know Ralph?
Well, I've gotten to know Ralph. Ralph, we talked for the first time a couple of months ago. He had done some research on me and knew my background pretty well going into that conversation, and then we took the first conversation and just said, hey, let's discuss this and see where it may lead. If it leads where both of us would like to talk further, let's do that. And it was pretty quick, and he invited me into Buffalo to sit down with him. From that point, things were pretty quick and smooth. We share a lot in common. I think we, from the side of even just sheer competitiveness, desire to win and focus on that, but history of experience and whatnot. So it was really, it's a newer relationship, but you know how the hockey world is. There's a lot of familiarity through mutual friends and a lot of mutual friends.
Donnie, you're one of my favorite people to talk to at the rink, and so is Tony. And I think it's because the three of us have something in common. We all fight to get a word in edgewise with Ray Ferraro, your brother-in-law. How did you take it when you found out that Cammy and Ray were getting married?
Great. he is. The funnest thing, Gord, after the fact, after they get married, is every rink I go in, and you think of the last staff I was with Kevin Dineen, Joel Quinville, and Paul Samuelson.
All the Hartford played guys. Oh.
Yes, and so over the years, it's always great to add. I've been very fortunate to have Tony as a brother, Cammy as a sister, and now Ray as a brother-in-law, because my life, my experiences through hockey just tripled or quadrupled because I'm so close to them, and you hear stories about them, and people want to talk hockey with you that you don't even know because they know Ray or Tony. So it's been a blast, and I know you want some dirt and some things. I think the funnest thing is when you get Tony in the same room with Ray, because they can be cordial for about 5 minutes, and then they can't wait to dig each other.
When they played against each other, they hated each other.
Oh, I can only imagine.
They hated each other when they played against
great.
Each other.
Yeah, there is no question they hated each other. Everybody hated Tony and everybody hated Ray. So, of course, when they got together, and I'm talking about the oppositions. So when they get together, they can give it to each other pretty good. But it's all in fun, that's for sure. And it's certainly fun to be around it.
I'm amazed. You know, Donnie, you've been in the game a long time, and I don't see you have many bad days at the rink. And I know you're speaking at this Team Snap Hockey Coaching Conference. What's your message to young coaches that are listening about coming to the rink every day?
Yeah, you have to do what we do for the right reasons. You know, I my whole career wanted to move up. I want to coach at the highest level. You're a competitive guy. Your goal is to coach at the highest level. But for me, you just got to have faith that you're gonna move yourself and your career along. But immerse and engage in what you're doing day to day to try to do it the best for the players. We're kind of, as a coaches, I always look at it, we're in the service business, and we really have to divert our energy and commit our energy to the players and the assistant coaches and the team around here. You know, you watch the teams that win, and you see great enthusiasm, great synergy, and I really think that's the key for that. Now, that said, you know, the coaching positions, especially at the youth hockey, are a lot of times a grind and thankless position. You know, you've got to, when you put five guys out on the ice, people read that the other 15, you just told them they're not good enough. That's not true. But they think that way. That's the first reflex response is, you know, and so every decision you're making, you're throwing five guys out. Well, the reflex is the other 15 and their parents and family say, well, he doesn't like them. He doesn't like my guy. So the pressure today on coaches and the pressure today on people, the players, everybody else, that's the way our society is, it is even greater. It's greater just in the 20-some years I've been coaching. You can see that. So a lot of my discussion, you know, my topic is more on how do you connect and deal with and move talented athletes along within the team dynamic and team framework. And again, I've had a lot of experience with that, thankfully, gratefully, for the national team program. So I'm excited to talk about it. I've talked about it a lot, and this will be another great forum to do it in.
How do you address the challenge of not overcoaching to young players? Because I think we went through a phase, even at the highest level, where the game in parts is overcoached.
Absolutely. And I will say this. Now, you know, systems, everybody wants it and talks and, you know, wants to be creative with systems. And you go to the coaches conference a lot of times and coaches talk systems and forechecks and backchecks. I will guarantee you that any system you want to run will run better with better skill. So if you keep developing your skill, whatever you want to implement, it's going to be implemented faster and quicker with better skill. And players are going to be able to do it with better skill. So especially at the youth hockey level, I've never left the youth hockey rink and said, oh my God, that team's systems were unbelievable. I haven't done it. I've been to thousands of youth hockey games. I've never seen a game where it really, really came down to systems, certainly with any consistency. You know, it's talent and it's execution. You know, so fatigue is a bigger factor than systems when you go to these games, you know. So here we are, you know, as a coach, you want to, you know, talk systems, implement systems. That's great. You can do it. But those aren't and really shouldn't be your bread and butter.
Donnie, thanks so much for talking to us. I can't wait to see you back at the rink in Buffalo this year.
I look forward to it also, Gordon.
And that's Don Granato.
Take care, Donnie. Good luck.
Join us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Red Tag Days are back. Purchase any new vehicle, get a $500 gift certificate to Appliance Canada. Plus, get rates from 0%. Visit MapleToyota.com.